Good evening. This is How Much Is the Doggy? And this is a podcast reply to the thread My Rights versus Your Rights, started by our very own Relentless. Now, I'll tell you a story about rights and offending people. You might know it, but I'm actually qualified in not offending people. Because before I came to Japan, I took a 2-month course which involved language training and cultural training, which basically taught me how not to offend the sensibilities of the Japanese people. So we spent about 1 hour a day for 2 months learning all the different things that can offend Japanese people, so that when we came to Japan as a guest of their country, that we wouldn't offend them. Now, I've been here for well over 7 years now, and I can tell you a lot of that course was rubbish because, you know, they're very hard to offend in some cases. Bar the common sense that you would use every day in whatever country you are in the world, it is very hard to offend these people. But we have this thing about this political correctness where people come from outside the country and say, well, you can't say this or that or the other for fear of offending these people, without actually truly knowing the people that you're talking about. But anyhow, all I gotta say is, no matter what you do, you're going to offend someone. And I know the fact that in Japan, my very presence as a gaijin, as a foreigner, it offends people, just being me, just being here. So you can't win. In that sense, it's like the old saying about pleasing people, and you say you can please some of the people some of the time, but not all of the people all of the time. Same can be applied to offense. You know, you're going to offend some of the people all of the time, and you're going to offend all of the people some of the time, and there's nothing you can do about it. Now, the original theme of the thread was my rights versus your rights, and I took it as being, at the start, the rights of, say, a minority versus the rights of a majority in any particular country. And, as I said, when you come to Japan, and I never knew this before I came to Japan, because I lived in Ireland where I was the majority, and we didn't have any minorities as such in Ireland, but I will talk about that now later on in the podcast. Generally, I came here and then all of a sudden I'm a minority, and they surely let me know about it quite quickly. And also I had to find out how little rights I had, what little rights I had. They weren't going to give to me because I was part of the minority. If you want to become a Japanese citizen, you have to pass a number of tests, a number of very, very severe, strict tests about language and culture. We're talking about the fact that you have to be fluent in the language, and you have to be Japanese enough to pass the test. They will literally send people out to your house, look around your house and go, well, your house isn't Japanese enough, you can't pass. And when you do pass, you have to change your name as well. Now, try applying that to what happens in Western countries when people from a different country come to our country, and what they have to do to become a citizen of that country. We take it a hell of a lot easier on them. Whether we should or not is probably something for another podcast, but I know in Ireland, at least, when we have refugees coming to Ireland, is a big problem recently, like from Eastern Europe and the old Russian countries, and they get such a good time. I mean, the Irish know all about having to go hat in hand to a richer country to get something. But when we went to England and when we went to America back in the day, they weren't giving us free houses and cars and pocket money. We didn't get that. But the refugees get that when they come to Ireland. Now, there might be a little bit of social guilt about it from the Irish, having said that, you know, we had to do it once upon a time, and we feel bad about it, and in that sense, probably you can understand it, but still, we are the majority in Ireland, Irish people, and we will give over certain inalienable rights to everybody who comes into our ward, into our care. But they shouldn't expect much more than that, because you wouldn't get it in a lot of other countries. Now, when we're talking about my rights versus your rights, all I could think about was a particular situation we have in Ireland. And that situation is with a minority of the Irish people, who are known as the travelling community. And the travelling community is basically, how would you describe them? They're like gypsies. They live in caravans, and they travel. They don't have a permanent address. They travel from site to site, and they have halting sites, which basically they decide themselves. And if you don't like it, tough. Even though we're the majority in the country, we don't get a say in these things for fear of offending the poor little people. And they take incredible advantage of it. Absolutely, I could tell you stories of what they do in my own hometown. And you say, oh, but I don't hate travellers. I don't dislike travellers. And then all of a sudden, you know, we feel we have to put this caveat in front of how we speak about a minority. And that this is political correctness coming into play here now. And yet these people absolutely ride the system. I mean, I'd tell you what they do. They will go into a pub in Ireland, and they'll walk up to the guy who owns the pub and say, give us a couple of £1,000 there, or we're going to report you to the commission for offending minorities, because they have this thing in Ireland where if the pub refuses you service because you're a minority, they can fine you up to €5,000. But these guys will come in and say, well, give us €2,000, you know, it's cheaper than paying €5,000, because you know you're not going to win. And they absolutely ride the system like that. They ride the welfare system, they ride the whole system. And this is where the conspiracy is coming into this. Why are these rules in place that are getting us to dislike and divide against our fellow human? It's quite an interesting thing to talk about. But anyway, talking about this caveat that you've got to put in front of everything you say about a minority. Oh, but, you know, I don't hate black people, I don't hate Jews, I don't hate the Irish, whatever. You've got to say this, and this is political correctness coming into play, when most common sense things will say, most common sense people will don't feel they have to express that yet. We have this political correctness system now where we feel we have to add on this caveat to everything we say, and that's such a shackle on us. It's such a weight around our necks that we can't just say what we feel like. And Mr. Whoopi was talking about there's going to be a backlash, and I'm waiting for that day too. I can't wait for that day either. I think a lot of it is here already. In I can remember from the late 90s TV shows in England where they were totally politically incorrect, but it was done as comedy. And the same fact that you see stuff like South Park and Family Guy, all these animation, because it's animation, it's not as offensive probably, but it's incredibly politically incorrect. And we need these things as a release valve, because it's not natural at the end of the day. Well, the other thing I want to talk about is excellent podcasts all around, especially the ladies. Benevolent Heretic, Relentless, but Saffronia as well. Love listening to the podcast. And as I said in the post before, I think you do have a couple of patentable t-shirt slogans there, and Freedom, You're Going to Be Offended is is one of them. And I also think MYOB is going to be an excellent slogan on an ATS t-shirt at some stage. I would buy it, definitely. As for the whole Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays affair that Benevolent Heretic was talking about, you know, there's a whole lot going on behind that. It's goes back to the whole Bill Hicks thing of distraction and look at this, like, oh, there's a war against Christmas just because somebody said there was, and all of a sudden people are treading on eggshells about, oh, I can't say Merry Christmas to you anymore, I've got to say Happy Holidays, and we're worried about all these little things rather than worrying about the big things in politics that we should be worrying about. Christmas, to me now, is, as I said, I live in Japan. It's a total cynical commercial ploy in Japan. I mean, they totally missed the point about Christmas here. I've seen the famous poster of Santa nailed to the cross as a symbol of Christmas. They've just gotten it totally wrong. And Christmas to me is, I'm not a very religious person. I was raised a Christian, raised a Roman Catholic, but Christmas to me is being with my family and the world, you know, taking it easy and being nice to each other for one day. Just like, is there another day that we can say? There isn't in any other culture. And why can't every other culture take it up and just say for one day, let's just be nice to each other. It's Christmas Day, whatever. Peace on earth. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Who's going to be offended by that? Except the people who want us to feel like there is a division there. And that we should be offended by these things. And they're the same people who've brought us political correctness. And they're the same people who we should laugh in their face and be as offensive as possible. And anybody who gets offended by the silliest thing will now get MYOB in their face. And that is going to be adopted as my official slogan from any bit of silliness, from political correctness. Mind your own business. Well, that's all I gotta say tonight. Hopefully this conversation will continue. It's an excellent conversation. Well done, Relentless. And all the rest of you who have replied, good night.